call to order this regular assembly meeting of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska on September 27, 2016 at 7 p.m. Pledge of Allegiance this evening will be led by Assemblymember Mark Mitchell, after which the invocation will be given by Don McConaughey. If you just remain standing.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Let us pray. Tonight is the last meeting for this, our assembly, to make decisions for the people of this borough. As the community members thank them for their valuable time over the past year, watch over them tonight as they have in the past year to guide them to accomplish the task they must complete. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Thank you. We have no ceremonial matters this evening, so roll call please.
Assemblymembers Blake?
Here.
Prusanka? Rooney?
Here.
Decker?
Here.
Powell?
Here.
Mitchell?
Here.
And Mayor Jack?
Here. Amendments to the agenda. Does anyone have an amendment to any on the agenda? Item 4, conflict of interest. Does anyone have a conflict of interest on any item on the agenda? Item 5, consent agenda.
Move to approve those agenda items listed under the consent agenda and those marked with an asterisk, items 6A, 7A, 7B, and 7C.
Second.
Then moved in second. Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Assemblymembers Powell?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Decker? Decker?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 8, Borough Manager's Report.
The only item on the written report that came up that I'd been requested to provide some information on was the AICS clinic warranty deed. And, the rumor mill in the community is that the search is looking at possibly acquiring AICS, and that's, confidential negotiations at this point. But the deed for the property that was given to AICS from the city for the clinic, the warranty deed conditions are in here. And you can read that. That's provided to the assembly, but it does give the the city some rights there if this changes hands or uses for a different purpose or whatever. I don't know if anybody wants to, if it's just information at this time, so the assembly is aware of that. And I did talk to Mark Walker and gave him a copy of this, which he should have had already, but he said he was going to be out of town tonight, but at some point when it gets farther along, he will come to the assembly to make a presentation to the assembly. So, and if there is anything else on my written report, I have a letter I'd like to read. Dear Mayor Jack and Assembly members, although this is a very difficult and stressful decision, I'm giving my notice I plan to retire on March 31st, 2017. Originally, when I took this position, I told the assembly that I would be here long enough to assist in the transition of the new finance director so that he could get comfortable in that position. That period of time has come and gone, and Lee will do a great job for the borough. There will be things he will need to learn on the job. He is capable of handling any challenge put before him. And if he ever needed help, I would only be a phone call away and would be glad to help him at any time in the future. I would be remiss to not thanking all of the many positive and dedicated employees that I've worked with to add improvements to our community and in many cases at little cost to the city. Some of these include Tai Hydro Project, high school and pool, water and sewer treatment plants, paved roads, Nolan Center, water and sewer extension from sea level to 6 Mile, Heritage Harbor, Reliance Approach and Harbor Office, City Dock and Barge Ramp, Library Addition, Power Plant Improvements, Public Safety Building, City Hall Addition, Front Street Revitalization, Covered Playground, Nature Trail, Shooting Range, Shoemaker Bay Park, Trail travel lift, various other harbor and dock improvements, and hundreds of other grant projects improving the lives of everyone residing or visiting Wrangell. In 1977, when I started with the city, none of the above existed, and the only paved street was Main Street from Angermans to the Diamond Sea. City staff did the planning, found the grant funds, and got all of these and hundreds of other large and small improvements completed. I once had an auditor comment that they were amazed at the huge sums of money, grant money, that we received and managed with such a small staff. The above projects also needed the support of councils, assemblies, citizens, and the legislators to make them happen. Thank you all. I'd also like to thank all of the city council and assembly members and other boards, past and present, for the time and effort they put into those jobs free of charge. Rarely there is a thank you for doing this difficult public service. Thank you for your time and effort. I have heard that the quality of a community is the amount of quality of its volunteers. That is true in Wrangell. Volunteering can be a rewarding experience, and the good thing is you're allowed to learn on the job, so that should not deter people to get involved to do your part. I'd like to say that Alaskan communities like Wrangell are going to have a tough financial road ahead of them for some time because of the low price of oil and rapid decline in funds that communities receive from the state. Every community is going to have to operate on less money and fund more of their own capital projects, which will be difficult to say the least. I think we have the staff in place that will look at federal and private funding partners like we are currently doing on the water treatment plant. I hope the public, employees, and the assembly understand the financial change that is going on in the state and can work together to help Wrangell survive. Sometimes in trying times, it can spur innovation and opportunities because we are focused to think outside the box. Hopefully, Wrangell can work together to get through this financial crisis. Working in Wrangell and raising my family here has been my dream job, and I couldn't have asked for anything more. I hope I can continue to be a productive volunteer and help Wrangell in other ways in the future. Thank you for the opportunity you have given me. I will miss those that I work closely with on a day-to-day basis, but they all know that I'll always be there if they need it. And finally, after almost 40 years, I will now have to retrain my truck not to arrive at City Hall parking lot and not remember how I got there. Anyway, thank you.
Thank you, Jeff. Any comment?
What's he doing?
You're retiring.
No, we're not accepting that.
Thank you.
Item 9, borough clerk's file.
I got nothing. I don't have anything else.
Election October 4th.
The election's October 4th. The campus board on October 6th, 11:30. Everybody come out and vote. We've got a lot of absentee voters. We've got quite a few absentee voters. So
we're good. At least people are taking an interest.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Item 10, mayor assembly reports and appointments. Item 10A, reports by assembly members. Any assembly member have a report? Yes.
Wrangell Medical Center board meeting last week. They had some interesting information to share with their attendees. They have replaced 7 of the 8 open nurse recs, and by doing that, Robert Rang said that he believes they will save about $25,000 a year per position. So that's a significant savings for them. Also, they went through a review of all their procedures and how they're doing the different coding and stuff. And they're going to have a group come in and help them pick up the low-hanging fruit and show them how they can make additional charges for some of the services they're providing that they are not currently charging for, and they believe they'll probably bring in about $300K a year, which is really significant. So it'll pay for that contract plus have some left. they brought up the fact about AICS being sold to Search, and they're going to be at their next board meeting, I guess, working with the AICS board on what that means to them. And their budget numbers are pretty good. 23 days cash on hand, which is up from 11 days last month, was the start of the year, and they had all their insurance payments and stuff like that going on. So that's why the change, and the financials are looking real steady. So that's where they are.
Anyone else have any reports?
In a borough manager's report, there's a thing on ANSEP. I think you guys all got that, so
yeah.
If you wanted to read that, it tells what's been going on with that since I was on that committee. So, that's it.
Thank you. Item B, appointment to fill the vacancies on various city boards, committees, and commissions. We have one item expired term on the Planning and Zoning Commission. That it is until October 2017, and we did receive one letter of interest from Charles Habrich. I'm not sure if I pronounced that.
Habrich.
Habrich?
Yep.
Okay. I don't really know you, but we appreciate your interest. And barring any objection from any assembly member, we'll point you to that commission, and thank you. We have unexpired term until 10/20/18 on the Economic Development Committee, and we have no letters of interest for that. And we have three positions on the Nolan Center Civic Center Board, and that may be a moot issue after the October election, so we won't go into any. There's no letter of interest for that anyway. So we'll move on to item 11, persons to be heard. This is the opportunity for any member of the audience to speak on an item that is on the agenda. When the agenda item comes up, you will not have an opportunity to speak on it unless the assembly has specific questions regarding that item. And we have one person who has signed up to be heard, and that's Kelsey Martin Martinez. If you'd come forward, please. State your name and address for the record, please.
My name is Kelsey Martinson. I live at 223 South Front Street. Just here on behalf of the Happy Cannabis. It's been a while since we've seen you guys, since it went from planning to zoning back to here. So just wanted to remind you that we're applying for three different licenses. Retail marijuana, one license, local stereo, sell cannabis and other cannabis-related products. We're looking for a full-time grip keeper in that position, two full-time bud tenders and two part-time bud tenders to hire. Here for a standard cultivation license to grow 45 plants over in the old hotel site. Looking for a full-time assistant grower and three part-time cannabis trimmers for that facility. We're also applying for a marijuana concentrate manufacturing license. For that, we're looking for a full-time employer, current employee as well. Wanted to remind you that.
So, can you give us the total of those, of all those? Are you going to do part time? You're going to hire one person or three part time jobs, or how have you got a vision for how that's going to work?
Oh yeah, for the retail.
All of them. You said there were several part time.
Yeah. For the retail, I'm having two full time employees, and then off season or on the full season in the summer, two part time employees. We'll always have a full-time extraction person for the extraction site. We'll always have a full-time cultivation or an assistant cultivator.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No problem.
Any further questions?
Oh, and we went down to Seattle, and this wasn't on there. We'll also have a guy at the front door. We legally have to have someone to take the licenses and make sure they're 21. I think we got everything squared away as far as the water and sewage goes and the disposal, so just waiting on this next step. All right, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Item 12, unfinished business. 12A, proposed ordinance number 924, an ordinance of the city and borough of Wrangell, Alaska, authorizing the issuance of a sewer revenue bond in the principal amount of $91,000 to finance a portion of the cost of acquiring, constructing, and installing certain additions and betterments to and extensions of the borough's sewer system, fixing the date, form, terms, maturities, and covenants under the bond, reserving the right of the borough to issue future revenue bonds with a lien on revenues on a parity with a bond upon compliance with certain conditions, and providing for the sale of the bond to the United States Department of Agriculture, Rural Development. This is a second reading.
I move to adopt ordinance number 924.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion? Poll, please.
Assemblymembers Mitchell?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Decker? Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 12B, proposed ordinance number 925, an ordinance of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending section 18.04.040 building permits, compliance with ordinances of the Wrangell Municipal Code relating to building permits. This is a second reading.
Move to adopt ordinance number 925.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion? Poll vote, please.
Assembly members Blake?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13, new business. 13A, proposed ordinance number 926. An ordinance of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending certain sections of Title 20 zoning of the Wrangell Municipal Code to add licensed marijuana establishment facilities as conditional uses in certain specified zoning districts, and to update the Temporary and Special Zoning Acts table. This is a first reading.
Move to approve the first reading of ordinance number 926, and move to a second reading with a public hearing to be held on October 11th, 2016.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion? Yes.
Can we have Carol describe what the color code is on that map? Do you mind?
Oh, yeah.
I don't really understand it.
There actually isn't really a code to it. Oh. So what I did was I started at churches, recreation centers, schools, and did an estimate of what the 500 foot would be from the location. So each one is just a different line. It's not one. The pink is maybe from the school. The green might be from the church. The red. I mean, they're really not anything in particular. It was just to differentiate all the lines so you can see them better. So you go from the school.
Go ahead.
Okay, so you would go from, oh, that's me echoing out. Okay, go from the school property line, you go up 500 feet or over 500 feet. So yeah, the peaks would be from that school. And again, this is estimate. This is not an exact. It just sort of was to kind of show there's not a lot of places downtown that could actually have a licensed facility. Anyway, so there's really no rhyme or reason why I picked up
particular
color.
Okay, thank you.
This is Julie.
Go ahead, Julie.
The document Carol was talking to, is that in our packet?
It's actually
Go ahead.
It's actually in an email that I sent to you, and it's online on the borough website.
Okay, thank you.
Any further comments? Roll call, please.
Assemblymembers Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13B, request for a contract zone from single-family residential to multifamily residential for a triplex building, three living units, lots 4 and 5, Block 5, U.S. Survey 2127, requested by Isabel Brophy, Raystone Holdings Incorporated.
I move to approve a contract zone from single-family residential to multifamily residential for a triplex building, three living units, lots 4 and 5, Block 5, USS 2127, requested by Isabel Brophy of Greystone Holdings Incorporated, as recommended by the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Assemblymembers Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13C, approval of an assignment of lease and assumption of an existing tidelands lease from Lynn Maxson for John Maxson.
Move to approve the assignment of lease and assumption for lot 13A, block 84A, Wrangell Tidelands Edition, ATS 83, to James R. Maxson, requested by John Maxson through Lynn Maxson POA.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion?
Can I ask where it is?
It's around the bay, between where Mike Bunis's property is and John Augustine. There's a little two-story little building there. It's on the water side, on the outside.
Thank you.
Any further discussion? Bubble, please.
Assembly members Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13D, proposed resolution number 09-16-1352. A resolution of the Assembly of the City of Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, in support of the Alaska Mental Health Land Exchange Act of 2016. But asking for reconsideration of certain parcels within Wrangell's borough boundary.
Move to adopt resolution number 09-16-1352.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion?
Can we get Carol to come up and speak to this, please?
Okay. In summary, the Alaska Mental Health Trust Lands and the U.S. Forest Service have been working on a land trade for several years now. And Forest Service, both and Mental Health, have had discussions with us many times over the last, I don't know, 6-7 years. It's been a while. At one point, the Planning and Zoning Commission had reviewed older versions of maps. They've gone through many configurations. And there was one area that so right now, as you have the maps in your packet, the long parcel of mental health land down on Zamobi Highway, the area above the transmission lines is proposed for trading to the Forest Service. The area below is remaining with mental health, is proposed to remain with mental health trust lands. As you go towards the Institute property, the area around the trail would go to the Forest Service. The area right behind the Institute property would remain with mental health trust lands for future development. Then that additional area continuing out to roughly close to 6 miles, not quite all the way, is proposed for part of the land trade. The area behind the mill would stay with Mental Health Trust, and then there's this area out the road around 9 Mile and towards Pat's Lake, which would also is being proposed to go to the Forest Service. There's a map in there that shows this area just beyond like the 9 Mile Rock Pit, Woodbury's Rock Pit, and some land between the Sandy Beach area near Pat's Lake towards the residences that are existing right now. There's, I don't know, 100 acres above the road and below the road, give or take, that at the time the Planning and Zoning Commission felt were still developable, and there was questions as to why the Forest Service would want that, why should it go to the Forest Service, that is good land that can be developed for other purposes, and once it goes to the Forest Service, it's lost for development purposes. So they had sent that recommendation to the Assembly, and I honestly don't remember whether the Assembly has ever done a resolution. We were trying to find it and couldn't find something where the Assembly has supported this land trade. I mean, I think in concept we support it for the most part, but there were always some areas, and until we finally saw the final maps, we weren't quite sure what was part of the land trade. So this resolution has been, it's very similar to what Southeast Conference and some other communities have adopted. It is trying to expedite the land sale process from a 5-year process to an 18-month or year to 18-month process, because a lot of the lands are being traded for, or timberlands on Prince of Wales, that Mental Health is interested in creating, continuing a timber industry for Viking or whomever. So it's a request to expedite the sale process, the trade process. This was modified based on previous discussions, such that we're saying, the resolution is saying, support the expedition, but when they're doing their appraisal, take into consideration this 100 acres, maybe the community's not happy about and shouldn't go to the Forest Service. You know, it's a last ditch effort. I don't know whether anything would come of it or not.
Is that land already logged?
Yes. Well, not waterward of the road, but
above
the road is, yes.
Yeah.
But Pat's Lake would still, the big parcel of Pat's Lake and the creek would still go to the Forest Service. It's just an area in between all that.
Yeah.
Carol, where is W3?
I don't have the maps in front of me.
Is that next to the mill?
That's close to the mill. I don't think it goes all the way to that sawdust road right before 6 Mile. I think it's where the previous cut was. I'm not sure where that border was. I was talking to the mental health guy who's in town today, and he said it doesn't go all the way to the mill.
Well, that you've got a little extension in that looks like it goes clear to the highway.
What, W3?
Yeah.
W3.
That is, that extension there is where the Sarp, near the Sarp's house, at the end of the loop road. No, right here.
Yeah, right there.
There's that track next to the Sarp's house that goes up the hill. That's probably the extension that goes to the highway, because that's the
mill. And they're wanting to trade that to the Forest?
Yes, that's what they're saying, yeah.
Well, isn't there a road going up that?
There's not a road.
There's no road.
I think that's where the Forest Service is proposing to access a lot of the timberland up there.
Okay.
But there's no road right now. I think it's used by people going hunting and snow machining or whatever.
Anything further? Thank you, Kurt. Any further discussion on this item? Roll call, please.
Assembly members Powell?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 14, attorney's file. Attorney's file had been, a summary report had been provided to the Assembly. Item 15 is executive session. We have none. Item 16 is adjournment. We will adjourn at 7:30.